This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Aftermarket Radio Network, focusing our attention towards our communication and leadership skills. And in our episode today, I ask, and it is the title, did you hear what J.D. Power's press release says about communication? Reviewing the 2025 ASI and the CSI in this episode. We're going to go straight into that. That's the Aftermarket Service Index and the Customer Service Index for the dealer world. Both those studies by J.D. Power, very insightful. Now, every episode we do a word of the day, and I think this one works really well for our topic. Today's word of the day is extrapolation. We'll define that word for you after we hear a word from our sponsors who make this show possible. Looking for something meaningful? The Institute's coaching helps you leave a legacy, empower your team, and contribute to your community. Discover more at weareTheInstitute.com/business-assessment. Autoflow is your partner in technology. With Autoflow, enhance your client interactions in a single thread before, during, and after the visit. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Are you tired of juggling multiple tools to manage your auto repair shop? Say goodbye to the chaos and hello to streamlined efficiency with AutoLeap, the number one all-in-one auto repair shop management software. With AutoLeap, you can sell more, save precious time, and delight your customers with every interaction. Your trusted companion, Shop Dog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call Shop Dog Marketing today. Or visit shopdogmarketing.com. Cover your communication need and revolutionize your auto repair business with AI-driven call analytics from Inbound. Explore more at callinbound.com. Okay, we're back, and our word of the day is extrapolation. That is a noun, and it means the action of estimating or concluding something by assuming that existing trends will continue or a current method will remain applicable. I think it's the appropriate word as we dive into the press releases straight from J.D. Power on their 2025 studies in the aftermarket and in dealer service. We're going to focus mostly on the aftermarket report, but I think that there's a lot of things that we can learn from the dealer side as well, as the trends have been consistent for both areas of the industry. And I think that all of us in auto repair in general can draw a lot of safe conclusions from this rather comprehensive survey, even though we're only going to be scratching at the surface with their press release. All right, first, let's discuss some background on the ASI, what it is, how it works, and why I look at it. This study is in its sixth year, but J.D. Power has been looking at automotive service much longer. They really weren't focused on the aftermarket for quite a while. So at first, J.D. Power was focused on the dealership side, which is why we have the CSI, which is simply the Customer Service Index, and that measures customer satisfaction, same way they're measuring customer satisfaction in the aftermarket, but that was focused on franchised dealerships. So a key question immediately pops into mind whenever I talk about J.D. Power and independent shops. I say, why focus on dealers, or why focus on big brands in the aftermarket? What about independent shops? Well, folks, I think you need to recognize that independent shops are a very difficult thing to measure. And you're going to just have to look at what we can do with this industry. And larger organizations are typically better about getting consistent results. Don't just get stuck looking at ratings and looking at J.D. Power that way. I'm going to also remind you that a lot of the survey results are from people who have visited independent shops. So the takeaways, I think you will find relevant across the board. And I don't think you're going to disagree with anything. I certainly don't. So I do want to defer any concern that this study isn't a good reflection on the industry as a whole, because another reason. I've worked with thousands of shops in the U.S. I've worked with several that are rated in the top brands, and I can tell you definitively that even among them, many locations in those national franchises, I would put them up against the finest of independent shops that are unaffiliated with any brands. The owners, the managers, the team members in each location, no matter the badge, brand, or anything else, they are ultimately what are going to dictate the satisfaction for the individuals that bring their car into that facility. I do think some of those brands are better at creating consistency than large segments of the aftermarket. So just take that with for what it's worth. I would wager, however, that some that are reflected inside of any of those brands could be outperforming even some of our finest independent shops. And vice versa is also true. I would wager that there are independent shops in some part of the country that would easily outperform many other franchise or dealer group anywhere else. So let your egos remain intact, but let your minds remain opened. So let's acknowledge this. J.D. Power, the award side of it, it's well suited to give those organizations some measure by which they can work towards improving. And that helps for things that are related to trends, an actual extrapolation of this data applied towards betterment of a ranking is a worthwhile goal. But since that ranking is based off client satisfaction, I'd say it's one of the noblest endeavors you could actually strive for. And this is good news for everyone. And I do think it's helpful if I look for J.D. Power's own words on this, of what their report is about. I'm going to let their words describe. For those listening, I'm going to quote what is on the screen right now. The U.S. Aftermarket Service Index, ASI study, now in its sixth year, measures customer satisfaction with aftermarket service facilities, providing a numerical index ranking of the highest performing facilities in the U.S. aftermarket. Performance is in three segments: full service maintenance and repair, quick oil change, and tire replacement. Is based on the combined scores for seven factors that comprise the vehicle owner's service experience. These factors are, in alphabetical order, ease of scheduling, getting the vehicle in for service, fairness of charges, service advisor courtesy, service advisor performance, service facility, time to complete service, and quality of work. I'm going to continue quoting now, and this will be about how the survey is conducted. The 2025 study is based on responses from 10,348 vehicle owners. Survey data collection was conducted online from February through April 2025. Survey respondents were initially selected from online consumer panels. Beginning in 2025, respondents who indicated in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Customer Service Index that they had taken their vehicle to an aftermarket provider were asked ASI questions within the survey experience. The data they provided is included in this year's ASI. And I'll also say, quoted in the article here too, it's worthwhile, and I'll put these links in our show notes. For more information about the U.S. Aftermarket Service Index, you can go to www.jdpower.com/business/automotive/US-aftermarket-service-index-ASI-study. Or just Google it, folks. You can just Google it. It's a public press release, the 2025 ASI. All right. Now, as we jump in, this is a podcast about communication. I'm going to try to draw some real simple conclusions for you, but I want to point something out in the title of this press release. And here it is. And I quote, "Aftermarket service providers make strides in satisfaction, but still face technology and communication gaps, J.D. Power finds." Good title. And I think they found something very important. Now, I'm also going to compare that title to the title for their CSI, which comes out a little earlier in the year. The title for the CSI, and I quote, "Satisfaction with dealer service remains high, but owners face long appointment wait times and communication shortfalls, J.D. Power finds." So both the aftermarket and the dealership realms are facing some communication shortfalls or gaps. However you phrase it, I find it encouraging that we have a show that addresses these sort of problems. But hey, let's dive into the aftermarket study here, as we're focused mostly on the aftermarket here. And I want to quote the beginning of the article for you. "Satisfaction continues to improve across all three segments examined in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Aftermarket Service Index study released today." That was April 29th. Continuing to quote, "Tire replacement sees the greatest improvement, plus 19 points on a 1,000-point scale, followed by quick oil change, plus 17, and full service maintenance and repair, plus 15. Improved service completion time and greater perceived fairness of charges are key factors driving the boosts in satisfaction." This is where we're going to end our quote for the moment here. We're going to focus the rest of this episode on what are some key findings from this study. And this is important to note. With J.D. Power, their press release will give you some of the key findings. There is an immense analysis that occurs, and with a lot more of the data that subscribers towards the results can gain access to. And if you're fortunate, like I have been, to be at a conference where I saw Leonard Martin from J.D. Power presenting on some of the other takeaways, there's some amazing insights into how these studies are weighted, how they're done, some of the other more refined types of takeaways that can be extrapolated. But this is going to be something I feel is beneficial for all. And I love that they put some of these takeaways in their press release. This is a beautiful thing, and all of us need to be paying attention to. So, all right, following, and I quote, are some key findings of the 2025 study. We're going to hit this one paragraph at a time. Paragraph one, bullet point number one. Aftermarket service providers lag when it comes to use of technology. Bold statement. And it was. It's in bold right at that bullet point there. And I continue the quote. It said, compared with aftermarket providers, franchise dealerships continue to garner higher levels of customer trust for the use of technology to make service more efficient, and the gap has become more pronounced during the past year. Scores from dealership customers in this area average 6.161 on a 7-point scale, compared with scores from tire replacement customers, 5.98, and full service maintenance and repair customers, 5.97. and quick oil change customers, 5.92. Similarly, aftermarket providers also trail dealerships in customer trust when it comes to performing complex vehicle repairs. Interesting. We've seen that trend a lot in the aftermarket. So ending the quote here, Craig commentary on this paragraph. I think it's worth noting that tire dealers are separate from this. Full service and repair is separate, and oil change is separate. And that does comprise the three main areas of the aftermarket. But it matters little which segment we're talking about when really all of them are lagging behind what the dealership's experience is. And it's specifically citing technology, and it's specifically saying things that make service more efficient. And there's a lot of elements that go to this, particularly updating our customers and appointments and all the other things. Now, as a technology aficionado of sorts, obviously I am vice president of training at Autoflow in my day job. When I'm not doing podcasting, I am talking to shops about these very problems. And that is why I really, really, really like the fact that J.D. Power included this in not just this bullet point, but in the following ones in their report. For my friends out here, my loyal listeners who already understand this gap is real with technology, I'm glad you do, but I want to encourage you to continue listening. And I want to encourage you also to, well, continue to set yourself apart in your area on this, but it is also good for us to share the word a little bit with some of our friends. So if there's someone who can benefit from hearing this that you know in the industry, or someone that you know that wishes their shop would get on board for some more technology, if you're listening to the show and your owner's not on board, point them to this study. I think this is exactly the type of thing that can help wake us up so that we can improve things all across the board and just improve trust across the industry as a whole. When it's improved across the industry as a whole, oh boy, now we're actually getting somewhere, and it's going to be a lot better for all of us. Most importantly, our clients. Let's go into paragraph two, bullet point two in that press release. Customers prefer text message updates, but are more likely to receive phone calls. Another bold statement. Continuing the quote, more than half, 56% of tire replacement customers and quick oil change customers cite text messages as their preferred method of work update communication, but some say they receive phone calls instead. When customers who indicate a preference for text messaging receive texts, their overall satisfaction score is 854 and satisfaction with their advisor is 861. These scores, respectively, 34 and 31 points above the study averages in those areas. 34 and 31 points quoted from this bullet point now. End quote. Guys, I'm going to tell you that point, 34 and 31. Those are substantial numbers in a report like this. There's been years where there's been ties for first place with J.D. Power, just 1 year in that in the aftermarket. There are other instances in some markets and some segments where it's just 1 or 2 points off for a brand differentiating whether they are first, second, third, or fourth. There are very tight competitions on this. So competition aside, this is a big indicator of satisfaction at large. And I think that there's some keywords that are worth pointing out in this particular phrasing. Take a look at what it says right here. It said, when they indicate texts are preferred. So that means, great, we actually do have a conversation, it sounds like, on communication preferences. Okay, Are we paying attention? Because if someone said they prefer text messages, why aren't they getting them? I think there's a lot of possible reasons for this. Maybe the shop's software just simply does not make that easy. Maybe it is one of those older school shops where owners or advisors are texting from their own personal phones. That's not really great, but I know it still exists out there. Oh my, right? What is it? Are we just not paying attention and going about our calls because we feel that's better for us and quicker for us? I think that you need to pay attention to things. It's an obvious takeaway here. If your systems are not adequate for sending text messages, obviously, thanks to our sponsors at Autoflow and my day-to-day job, that's something we can certainly help with. But I'm not here to pump things on my day job stuff. This is just a good communication piece, folks. This is something that we definitely need to make sure we're discussing with our service advisor at the counter. If the customer has indicated a clear preference, let's make sure that we honor that. There's a great piece of science right here, thanks to J.D. Power, that indicates there's a substantial bump to the client satisfaction. So realistically, what happens if you have received that from a client and you fail to communicate the way they prefer? And let me ask this, do they ever go somewhere else down the road, whether it be a dealership or other things? I think that yes, we all know there's times where our customers do go to other facilities. Now, if that other facility they go to honors their request or preference, which one do you think is going to be more likely to get their repeat business? Rhetorical question, but we all know the answer. Looking to take your shop to the next level of quality service, team culture, and overall profitability? At the Institute, we provide personalized coaching that aligns with your goals of financial stability, excellent customer service, and employee satisfaction. Our priority is helping you establish significant and sustainable progress. We work with you to create strategies that reduce the stress of running your business, improve your quality and performance, and optimize your profitability. Experience the benefits of professional coaching by visiting weartheinstitute.com/business-assessment. Hey friends, as you know, I'm a proud member of the Autoflow team, and let me tell you, we've changed how business is done for auto shops everywhere. We support your client experience before, during, and after the work is done. Imagine this: timely updates sent directly to your clients, branded digital vehicle inspections, and seamless communication from start to finish. That's why shops love Autoflow. And hey, with those 5-star reviews rolling in, you'll wonder how you ever managed without us. Take an important next step and take your auto shop to the next level. Visit www.autoflow.com. Get on board with an Autoflow trial. Are you tired of juggling multiple tools to manage your auto repair shop? Say goodbye to the chaos and hello to the streamlined efficiency with AutoLeap, the number one all-in-one auto repair shop management software. With AutoLeap, you can sell more, save precious time, and delight your customers with every interaction. How? By harnessing the power of cutting-edge technology that brings you real-time actionable insights. From scheduling appointments, to creating estimates, generating invoices, managing technicians, and seamlessly syncing with QuickBooks to keep your records updated, AutoLeap does it all for you. Visit AutoLeap.com and book a demo today. Want to see your auto repair shop thrive? Are you looking to drive more customers to your auto repair shop? Let ShopDog Marketing be your guide. Our customer-first approach, combined with AI-driven creative content, ensures top rankings. Dominate mobile first and voice search with our specialized expertise. Reach out to ShopDog Marketing today and start growing your business. Don't miss out on this chance to boost your business. Visit shopdogmarketing.com. Inbound has exclusively served independent auto repair shops with expert communication solutions for years. Our robust VOIP platform ensures you stay connected, while our industry-leading AI analytics take your business to the next level. We provide the tools you need to understand your customers and optimize every interaction. Choose Inbound for proven expertise and unmatched innovation. Visit callinbound.com and discover the difference we can make. So let's go back in and we're going to look at the third bullet point now in J.D. Power's press release. Bullet point number 3 says, and I quote, photo and video multi-point inspection results are being used more frequently. That's great news until you keep reading. I'll continue the quote. In all three segments, most customers receive an MPI along with their vehicle service, but aftermarket providers are less likely to provide an accompanying picture or video. Service providers who do provide this digital documentation have a much easier time getting customers to accept additional work recommendations. And I'm continuing to quote, for instance, among full service maintenance and repair customers who receive an MPI with photo and video, 41% have the recommended work done. Without photo video, only 17% of customers who receive an MPI choose to have additional work done. So again, folks, this is just me now ending quote. MPI, that's a term most commonly recognized being from the dealer world. I hear it all the time in the aftermarket too. I think it's an acceptable term. A lot of times we hear DVI, digital vehicle inspection. So when anything includes photo and video, we are talking about digital vehicle inspections. A multi-point inspection, of course, is a routine inspection that's performed in a facility. And that can be have a lot of variance within our industry, dealers and in the aftermarket. It's good that these things are being done digitally now, but, and I love that J.D. Power noted this, but the quality of the digital inspection is dictated by the quality and quantity of photos and videos, or at least that some are present. People will have heard me talk on this quite a bit, especially in my day job. And service advisors need to understand they are the front line on making sure that the client will be happy with those type of results. There's performance of the advisor. This is a performance piece for a service advisor. Notice we didn't talk about some of the elements that, like, other than quality of work, technicians aren't really cited too often in the customer satisfaction studies like this. Why would I suggest that the service advisor is the responsible party for this? Well, they're the ones that typically in most facilities, I know there are exceptions, but most facilities, the service advisor receives digital inspection. Their job with that is to make sure it's presentable to the client. And if you receive an inspection that has red, yellow items on it that need to be addressed, and there are no accompanying photos and videos, what is the best course of action? And when I train on this, folks, I will tell the service advisors, I will empower the service advisors with this responsibility, the authority to give it back to the technician to get the photos and videos. And if you're going to tell me that that's not their job or that they're too busy or other things or make excuses, I want to point out that dealers are doing it better and most dealerships are flat rate. And that should be an indicator for you. If dealer techs on flat rate can do this more frequently with photos and videos than the aftermarket, we're not having that debate anymore about flat rate versus hourly versus wage or whatever. It's out of the equation. There's no one indicating anything about cost at all. Photos and videos just make happier customers and they authorize more work. And that's generally going to be good for advisors and technicians across the board. You all can have your debates about getting paid for inspections. I firmly believe in paid inspections. And once they're more normal in the industry and everybody's charging for them, that's a good day in my book. But I'm going to also say, let's just get those photos and videos. It is good for the customer, the advisor, and the technician, and the business, and everybody's life that is involved in this, especially if we truly take our responsibility to make sure the vehicle is safe, reliable, and efficient. Seriously, this is good. So J.D. Power, thank you for pointing this out. Once again, I do love it when the thing I work on in my day-to-day is referenced by a scientific study such as this. It adds some credibility to what we've been saying all along. Now back to the article. And let's look at bullet point number 4. And I think this one's just an interesting point. It starts to stray a little bit from our narrative on technology and communication. We're going to go back straight into that in a second as we compare some things with the dealer side. But bullet point number 4, in the aftermarket service index from J.D. Power, and I quote, less common amenities have greatest effect on satisfaction. Continuing the quote, across all three segments, charging stations for computers, phones, and complimentary snacks, beverages are the most appreciated service facility amenities, yet they are among the least frequently offered. Providing charging stations has the greatest effect on service facility satisfaction among quick oil change customers, 101 points, plus 101 points on that. Wow, is not a quote that. Wow is Craig, by the way. Continuing the quote now. While offering complimentary snacks, beverages is most influential on satisfaction among tire replacement customers, 103 points, end quote. And wow. 103 points difference for having snacks, beverages, and amenities. All right. Yeah. So any of you that understand that we've been talking about getting some water bottles and a little fridge or something, that's a good starting point. Let's maybe go ahead and do that. It seems to be a pretty proven point to increase satisfaction. But then it comes to the other things too. And guys, the reason I wanted to mention this is because on my screen here too, and I'm going to flip it over to the CSI, that is the dealership side of this. I want to look at a couple of things. We're going to come back to that facility point. So the dealership study. I'm not going to quote large portions of this, but I will put show notes into each of this. Let's go down to bullet point number 3 in the CSI. And it says here, and I quote from the 2025 JD Power CSI, communication helps deliver satisfying service experience. Continuing the quote, among the 10 most influential key performance indicators measured in this study, 4 are communication related. Completely focusing on customer needs, keeping the customer informed of service status, service advisor immediately meeting with customer upon arrival, contacting the customer after service to ensure satisfaction. Greeting customers immediately upon arrival occurs least often and is only completed half the time. End quote. So that's from the CSI. And notice their metrics are a little different than the ASI. So the indicators measured in that study, there's 10 of them, there's 7 in the aftermarket. These ones are a little bit more specific, and I would love to see that come into the aftermarket service equations as well. The key there I thought was really interesting is greeting customers immediately upon arrival occurs least often and is only completed half the time. Does that have any ramifications in the aftermarket? I know that one's from the CSI. I think it does. And folks, I have sat in lobbies when I'm on on-site visits, I see this repeatedly. And oftentimes it's when there's multiple service advisors even standing around and a customer walks in and they just stand there and wait. The customers don't know what to do in so many cases. They just stop, stand and wait. And when I'm there, typically I'm in a onboarding or training role. I'm sometimes the first person to greet an individual that walks in the door. And I find that to be very strange. It isn't a proximity thing. I'm around other people and I'll wait for a minute, give people a chance. Gosh, I think half the time is a real thing. I bet if we all went and just observed the lobby, maybe you need to do this with your team. Maybe you need to check this with yourself. How long does it actually take to greet somebody when they walk in the door and confirm that they've come to the right place and the right day, that we see them, that we're going to take care of them as quick as we can? A simple takeaway. But why else did I want to mention the CSI? It's because of this. I'm going to put this back on my screen as well. And I'm going to quote from the 2023 JD Power press release. And the bullet point here says, service departments getting the text message. It's a clever little bolded statement in this article. I'll quote, in the 2019 CSI study, 34% of owners expressed the desire to receive updates through simple text messages rather than phone calls, but only 9% actually did receive texts from dealerships. Now, dealerships have gotten the figurative message and, as measured in the 2023 study, are now sending simple text messages 21% of the time to update customers versus making a phone call 17%. The go-to communication method for service departments is now text messaging, as more than half, 54% of Generation X, Y, and Z customers say they prefer it. So folks, back in 2019, JD Power had already seen some indicators of this, where the owners of vehicles had expressed desire to receive updates through simple text messages, but only 9% actually did from dealerships. So very interesting. Now in this study, it's gone up tremendously. And I've used this before in training. This point is really clear. I do believe that dealerships are a little bit better than the aftermarket at responding to results like this. Now we see in both things, communication skills are definitely cited. How good are we going to move forward from here with what's our reaction? What are we going to do next? How are we going to focus on our communication skills from here thanks to these results? So this is what I'll encourage. I have the show notes. I'm going to link out the JD Power press releases. This is just a simple starting point to become what I encourage all my team members at Autoflow to do, everyone I work with, my colleagues, my friends in Toastmasters, with the Remarkable Results Toastmasters Club. We all must become industry analysts to some extent, or at least read this stuff from industry analysts. and take the findings seriously. There is an attitude. There is a trend. There is a well-entrenched belief that we've sort of been exposed to in the aftermarket. And it can be fiercely independent, where we shirk off some of this stuff and think that it does not apply to us. But I'm telling you, with rapid consolidation across this industry, the general public's perception of our industry is in the dealerships. It is in large franchises. And yes, while independents will always continue to set themselves apart and hopefully raise the bar and pull even these groups up, we cannot ignore the results that we're seeing from it. What do you think? I would love to hear from you on this stuff. And I do encourage you, please reach out to me here at the show, speakup@craigoneal.net. Let me know if you have any takeaways that you saw in these reports. And then I also want to say this. Let's look at the rankings from the recent results here. J.D. Power's rankings, I think, are pretty interesting to see year over year. And most importantly, in the aftermarket, for all 6 years that this study's been done, Christian Brothers has achieved first place 6 years running. As an organization that I've worked with, I can definitely testify that they take client satisfaction very seriously. And it's been interesting to see as some of the other brands starting to catch up. There's a really big gap, especially around the 2021 year for this report, but that gap has narrowed a little bit. And the segment average seems to be coming back up across the board. But congratulations to Christian Brothers, Meineke, Goodyear, Firestone. Each of the top four above segment average, to be above average there, I think is really cool. And then when we go into quick oil change, haven't had to work with too many quick oil change facilities at this stage, but Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, good job. Number one, Take 5 is second place, Jiffy Lube third, Valvoline Instant Oil Change fourth place. Segment average was 814, with Grease Monkey and Walmart falling below the segment average at this time. Don't let that be too heartbreaking. Any organization can make rapid moves. I've seen it before, as if you look at these year over year. And then in tire replacement, congratulations to Midas. Not who I would have expected to see as number one for tire replacement specifically, but that's interesting. Jiffy Lube, number two. Meineke Car Care Centers, three. Le Schwab Tire, fourth. Big O Tires, fifth. Discount Tire, sixth. Goodyear Auto Service, seventh. Sam's Club, eighth. Segment average, it was 825. So a few more below the segment average with NTB, Bell Tire, Costco, Firestone, Pep Boys, Mavis, Tires Plus, and Walmart. But again, the margins aren't very big between some of them there. So it'll be interesting to watch and see who applies the results, the takeaways from these JD Power studies the best. And I think we'll find out again next year. And if you're like me, boy, by the time February, March, and April start rolling around, you're getting kind of excited to see what the next press release, what the next takeaways are going to look like. So I ask again, did you hear what J.D. Power's press release says about communication? And when I say, did you hear, I don't just mean, were you listening to this? I mean, did it resonate with you? Did you find something that you can apply? Did it reinforce something that you're doing well or that you could be doing better? It all comes down to how well we communicate and use the technology today. I think that's encouraging because I think so many of you are absolutely on the right track and can continue to be a great example for our industry to build that level of trust and transparency we oh so desperately crave. So thank you again for listening here. And I do invite you to listen up to the other shows on the Aftermarket Radio Network, Remarkable Results Radio with Carm and Tracy Capriotto, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker, the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton. And once again, thank you so much to our sponsors, The Institute, AutoFlow, AutoLeap, ShopDog Marketing, and Inbound Calls. Once again, you guys are awesome and you make conversations like this more accessible to so many people. Thanks for joining me with the show. Thank you for listening. Now, everyone, get out there, listen up, speak up, and read up on the JD Power press release. Thank you.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Follow Craig on your favorite podcast listening app and on his YouTube channel. Let him know what you'd like him to speak up about. Craig is all for advancing the automotive service aftermarket.